now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Rolling out the big guns this week with the very first interview for a band which has been around since the late 90s but has never done press. Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited is on the show. Plus, I have some giveaways of their latest album. And also on the show, Tony Marsica from the Martini King stops by with a brand new release. Very excited about this. And swank advice on dinner parties. Let's kick off now. Daniel Pemberton, Bugs, Beats and Bow Ties from the Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation with Jimmy Soccer there and Thunderbirds. Official website, cocktailnation.net. Check it out for all the information that you need about what is going on right across the globe, my books, and of course, the magazine. This week on the show, a very special treat, Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited. Thanks to Lee Joseph putting this together. And the interesting thing about this is Karen Simpson from Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited is, to my knowledge, you haven't done any interviews before, so this is the first.
With Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, I think this is the very first radio interview. Yeah.
Really? So tell me a little bit about how this all got going. How many instruments do you actually play yourself?
Let's see. I mean, on the very first album, which goes back some time, it was 1997, that was,
yeah.
I think. We pretty much played everything ourselves, apart from the percussion. We got Marcus Majorian for that because, well, neither of us is very good at, you know, bongos and that sort of thing, so we got him in. The rest was all played either by me or by Ned. Rustle up some music ourselves without too many other people involved.
The very first time I heard your band, I thought to myself, wow, this is a tight band, very futuristic, you know, holding on to the past, but also moving into the future, and really inspired by mid-century sounds, some noir, some space age bachelor pop. Are those all your influences?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's such a long time ago that we started with Stereophonic Space Sound that I can't really remember how we got into that sort of groove. We've come from a different background, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Ned and I have known each other for a very long time now. I don't like to say how long, but very long. And we played in all sorts of music styles. I mean, we started off with punk, which is a long way from Stereophonic Space Sound, I guess,
yeah.
In a way. But in a way, it isn't, because I think you can still hear a bit of influence. The spirit, you see, of you can just go and do it yourself,
yeah.
is definitely still there.
And that's, you know, one of the big inspirations of many retro bands from the 90s onwards. Was there much inspiration at all from the lounge music movement of the 90s? Had this inspired you at all?
Yeah, it's certainly that there were some interesting sounds coming from America that we found interesting, and I don't know, we just somehow got going with a few ideas, and then it just all came together in an album eventually. We worked quite a long time on that album, on the first one, just sort of finding our way into things, and it's difficult to describe how it happened. Mm. It just happened. I know that doesn't sound very interesting, but that's how it was.
You've churned out a lot of music over the years, and most people wouldn't know anything about the band apart from hearing the music. They certainly probably wouldn't have heard your name before. But you've churned out a lot of music over the years. I started listening to your band in the late 90s, and
yeah.
And I've been addicted to the sound ever since. And of course, the new album right now, Music from the Sixth Floor. I don't know, why did you choose floor number 6 and not floor number 5? Because it's really difficult for us radio announcers to say.
Well, I have to be truthful. It's because it was recorded on floor number 6.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Floor number 6 of your apartment, or floor number 6 of a recording studio?
Off a undisclosed location somewhere in Switzerland, near the Jura Mountains.
My favourite song which we'll play tonight is Night of the Jaguar. That is fantastic. Tell me a little bit about that song, because I just love that.
But to be honest, it's mainly Nets who writes the songs. So he comes up with an idea. It's usually just a snippet of maybe a little melody or a drum or something, and then it's like, okay, so in which direction do we want to go with this? And then it sort of, you decide on a genre almost, what you want to do with it. Although I couldn't really tell you what might of the Jaguar, what genre that would be. It's stereophonic space sound, I guess.
Yeah.
It's quite a unique little sound, and some of it is personal influences, things that you've seen. I mean, yeah, it's difficult to describe. There's always something, a little bit of personal stuff in the songs.
The music sound is very individual. Now I talk about space age bachelor pop and detective type sounds and spy sounds in there, but it seems to me that Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited could be played almost anywhere. I could imagine you even being played in some Euro clubs, to be honest, that are not based on anything retro. There's a broad range of sound there that seems to appeal to a few different people, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we've got quite a wide spectrum of interest in music. I mean, I always like the surf music and the surf stuff, so all the surf guitars are usually my doing. Nets really loves keyboards. He likes guitars as well, but he's a bit more of the keyboard man. So, and yeah, I mean, if you look through our record collections, I mean, you'd find very varied stuff in there, probably things that you think, what, you've got that in your collection? And I go, yeah, why not? You know, it's, there's a wide interest that we've got, and we just all combine it, I guess, in what we do.
Yeah, the album artwork always stands out to me. I love talking to artists about their album artwork. Who's doing your stuff?
That's a person called Buzz. And that's Nets' brother.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Some very, very cool mid-century images there. How many albums are you up to now? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head.
Seven
albums. That's a lot of recording since 1997, isn't it?
You know, we've had a long break in between this last one and the one before. It's just when inspiration comes, you get going and you get into the studio and write songs and record them.
Yeah.
But I think between the last one and the previous one, it's quite a few years.
Yeah. Well, look, fabulous stuff. I'm glad we're able to coax you out and have a chat to you today, because like I said, people know the music. We've played a lot of Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited on the Cocktail Nation over the last seven years. So it's a real pleasure to talk to one of the dual brains behind this marvelous band. Keep the sounds coming. Let's play Night of the Jaguar, just because I love that song so much. So I'm going to be a bit self-indulgent and play that one. But Karen Simpson, great to talk to you.
It's well, my pleasure.
And if you'd like to win a copy from Music from the Sixth Floor, all you need to do is email right now. We'll take the first and second email through to thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and a copy is yours.
Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
With Spyfy, then Play Down. This week in Cocktail Nation magazine, which you'll find links to on my website, it's a Flipboard magazine and it's free. Ridley Scott is set to direct a second World War film about the Battle of Britain. I look forward to this interpretation. News on the passing of Don Rickles, of course. Last week we played the Twilight Show, and in the coming weeks we'll do a tribute to him. And I was glad that I was able to get out some Don Rickles classic humour as quickly as possible with a repeat Cocktail Nation Twilight show. And another story which I found very interesting on the back of Feud, the many hats of Hedda Hopper, how Gossip Queen conquered Hollywood at the age of 52 after her film career went up in flames and then helped Joan Crawford destroy the vulgar Bette Davis. Interesting story. Check it out up via the Cocktail Nation magazine, Lounge Life. Coming up, Tony Masika from the Martini Kings with a cool announcement on an upcoming release. It's coming up right now, though. Mancini, Brothers Go to Mothers.
Lounge Exotica and Space Jazz. This is Cocktail Nation with Cuckoo Pair.
CocktailNation.rocky there and Black Panther. Well, some excellent news. Martini Kings got a new album coming up. Heading into a Tiki Caliente season, the guys decide to whack something down on tape. Tony Marsica from the Martini Kings joins me now. What's the story, man?
Well, still doing it, Mr. Cook. Good to hear from you, pal. Believe it or not, I kind of losing track, but I think it might be a CD or album, whatever you want to call it, 17 or 18. And we went in, we cut some tracks, we pulled some old tracks that we never released from years ago, and we pulled a few of our favorite tracks from different things. Kind of made a new compilation of sort of things of Martini Kings, and featured a couple vocalists on tracks here and there, so... Yeah, just doing it up, getting ready for Tiki Caliente.
Fantastic. Now, you guys are going to be playing at Tiki Caliente, I would imagine.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll headline a Saturday night. And then, believe it or not, they got a Sunday morning, which is a little odd. I'm not usually up that early at 11 to start playing, but I guess it's okay if you got a Bloody Mary in your hand or something. So
that's almost unheard of for musicians to be up at that time.
Time-wise. Yeah, I'll wake you up.
This is at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, the second show is 11 in the morning.
So what are you going to call this album?
Let's Get Away From It All.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Now, I saw the cover. It seems like a really cool Palm Springs kind of cover with a gal by a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. Great artist named Carrie Graber did it. She's awesome. And she spends half of her time kind of like I do in Palm Springs these days. And she just captures captures that whole vacation vibe of Palm Springs, you know, that mid-century look. And I just thought it fit with our music because that's kind of what our tunes are about, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sunshine, escaping, you know, that kind of thing.
Pretty girls, convertibles, Hollywood movie stars, swimming pools.
Yeah, you know. Just kind of the good life. It ain't Australia, but it's kind of close.
I love the sound of it. Well, congratulations. This is going to be available for people released during Tiki Caliente. You'll be able to grab your copy of it. So congratulations, man. I always get excited when I hear of another Martini Kings album because I just, you know, I've been loving what you guys have been doing for years and years and years. Just the epitome of lounge. So I love it.
Well, I appreciate that, Coop, and I just want to say, you know, you did the line, you helped us with liner notes over the years and this and that, and still doing it, and I always appreciate your support, and, you know, and I'm excited about this one. I mean, you know, Martini King's vibe is usually instrumentals, but this time around we feature two vocalists, a great singer who lives in Las Vegas named Derek Stroh.
Oh, yeah.
And a female vocalist. Yeah, she's really awesome, too, named Marlena Kromova. She's really great. So I got them singing a couple tracks and a lot of this, a lot of that. You
That's
know?
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. Let's have a quick little listen. And, of course, you can grab your copy at Tiki Caliente for 2017. Good to talk to you, man.
Thanks. You take care, pal.
Life. Cocktail Nation.
You're always 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed.
With happy music all the while.
Easy listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your hi-fi.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Enoch Light, and When Your Lover Is Gone. In a 1961 profile on the man, they said he spends almost as much time in the control booth with the engineer as he does on the podium, and he makes it a practice of letting his orchestra, after a good rehearsal, play through the entire program actually without him, while he listens with the engineer and explains what effects he wants. Pretty amazing guy.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank Advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
This one is from Jody in Michigan, who emailed me. She says, what is the timing on arrival for a dinner party? Should one turn up exactly on time? Half an hour late? 10 minutes late? What's the protocol? All right, here it is. Don't arrive on time. I know it goes against what your mother tells you. When you think about arriving on time, you think of it as a punctual courtesy, but it's actually considered quite rude. A thoughtful guest will arrive exactly 10 minutes after the start time. Arriving earlier is unacceptable because your host might still be getting ready. Just think later, a little bit better. Not too late, though. A look at the Water Swank gig guide now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Tiki Cowboy's got a live recording at the Tiki Terrace coming up April 20. May 18, Tiki Caliente. And Danny Heller's exhibition is called Modern Leisure. It's on in Los Angeles. And Tiki Oasis coming up August 10. A few cool gigs for you to check out, and I've got plenty more on my website, cocktailnation.net. Now, here's a special treat for you. An Australian exotica artist. I know. Rare as hen's teeth. His name is Christopher Groot. The album is called Sailing Ships and Tarot Cards, and it's available right now. Here it is.
Telephone company. When dialing, notice that I brought my finger around until it firmly touched the finger stop. And now I remove my finger.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Sad Salamanders, the exotic Sandy Warner. Next week on the show, some spy music coming your way. Spy Vibe blogger Jason Whiten from spyvibe.blogspot.com. Going to check out the movie, The Tenth Victim. Looking forward to that. Going to leave you with Frank Sinatra now. And the best is yet to come. Stay hip.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Oh, wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're gonna be mine.